It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, what a great week it was for the cotton market. The USDA supply-demand report sent us on a boom. Last week, we suggested to you that this crop was not nearly as good as what was being said. We also suggested to you that exports from the U.S. were much stronger than what USDA had been reporting. And actually, we got a little redemption. I know last Tuesday night before the crop report came out, a girl called me and said, let's have dinner. And I said, no, I have to stay in the house. He said, why? And I said, well, I told y'all this market was not going to go below 62 cents, and it has, so I kind of fear for my life. But I can document, he said, well, what's it going to do in the morning? I said, the crop report will be very bullish, and the market will be up. Well, I certainly did not expect a limit update, but I thought it would be a very bullish report. And thank goodness it was, but obviously I can't gloat because you always remember that a blind hog can find an acorn. And to me, this report was so obviously going to be bullish that I think Ray Charles could have even seen it coming. But I think probably what we saw was in this week was with market gaining about 500 points, a full nickel, and that got two consecutive days of triple-digit gains followed by one day of double-digit gains to close the week, and that has put prices back smack dab in the middle of the 10-month trading range, sitting right below 66 cents. So it's you say the middle, well, okay, maybe it's just even a little above the middle. Well, what it does, it leaves behind us, or it leaves behind itself a contract low in the new December, and it also paints a very rosy price outlook. Now, I think December is going to move higher, and the picture painted by the Cotton Group this past week estimates that the next 30 days trading range is going to be between the 62 and 73 cent boundary. Now, it's difficult for me to disagree with that, but I see a major price resistance between 68 and 70 cents, and I just don't know that we can get above that. So I'm actually holding, rather than going as high as 73 cents as some of my friends have, I'm holding down between 68 and 70 as the absolute high. And the reason being is I think that there is so much farmer price fixation that's going to happen the closer we get to 70 cents. In other words, between 68 and 70 cents, there'll be so much cotton priced by growers and grower co-ops, growers through merchants and whatever, that it's going to be just almost impossible to get to 70 cents. The price resistance and the hedging is going to be so heavy. But that resistance not going to face us in the 2016 contracts once the December 15 has gone into expiry. On that note, you know, ICE has showed us through its empirical research that it's best typically to sell the physical crop at harvest and buy a 3 to 4 cent out of the money July call. Pretty good advice, even though, as I have reminded you, that a blind hog can find an acorn, certainly if it's one I find as well. But with respect to the old marketing year, as we get into actual supply-demand data, USDA increased exports since that supply-demand report Wednesday morning to 11.2 million bales and lowered ending stocks to 3.7 million bales. So that's they're saying that we had 3.7 million bales of cotton on hand as of July 31, 2015, you know, a couple of weeks ago. We've got things turned around for a while, and let's keep them that way, and let's get us some more acreage next year. Thanks so very much, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.